What is up, Brotherhood? Evan Uitaki here. We just had our March breakfast with Blake Zimmerman. It was another interview style with Lee. And so anytime we have an opportunity for Lee to sit down with some of the guys in the Brotherhood, some of our speakers, we're always able to pull out some great content. As usual, we'll still have a recap with me and Matt, but we wanted to put together a especially for the table guys. If you're in your community, if you're in your brotherhood and you got a bunch of guys at your table, you probably got text threads going on. You're probably communicating with yourself anyway. So we want to give you a little bit of a recap as well as some talking points, some questions that you guys can ask each other. And so let's go ahead and jump right. Specifically for Blake's message, he's really trying to position the Bible as a story, obviously, but as an imitation. I think one of Blake's big points was that we're really story-driven, and that's how we relate, that's how we connect. God ultimately hardwired us for this. Really, the stories that we connect with from a day-to-day basis, whether it's movies, whether it's advertising, whether it's people telling us stories, actual storytellers, they're because God hardwired it for us. That's, I think, why the Bible is something that we're naturally drawn to. But because the stories that are out there are very powerful, they can have negative and positive effects. Blake gave the example of Adolf Eichmann, and he was the Hitler's right-hand man. And the story that he was that he was doing the right thing, and he was essentially the hero of the story, but reality was that's how powerful stories are. It's we believe something that is so true that can be potentially very, very. He also talked about advertising and culture are vying for your attention too. They're trying to tell you stories. They're trying to pull your attention away. They're trying to get you to buy stuff. They're trying to get some sort of response out of you. And so everywhere we look, we're surrounded. But really, the Bible is God's story. It's the story to change how you see. But you got to first see it for yourself. The Bible is really a personal journey. It's a personal invitation. And so there's obviously preachers that have interpretations of the Bible. There's things like the Bible Project that we can watch that really educate us on the Bible. But I would make that it's really a story that you have to see for yourself. It's something that you need to pursue for yourself. Blake had a great Eugene Peterson quote. The Bible does not so much present us with a moral code and tell us, live up to this, nor does it set out a system of doctrine. Think like this. The biblical way is to tell a story and invite us. Live into this. This is what it looks like to be human in this God-made and God-ruled world. So with that said, here's some continuing conversation questions. What's your experience with the Bible? If you have a text thread going, if you have some guys in your group that attended the do you view the Bible as a rule book, like he said, or do you view it as a mystery? Like, what is your real interpretation of the Bible? We had some great conversations about just like a single word to describe the Bible, if you remember that interaction. Maybe ask them to write some of those down or what they got out of if they had something. Blake also talked to us about being the chief storyteller to our kids. Challenge each other to walk that out this month. Look for opportunities to real life example of maybe some adversity your kids are going through, or maybe some of the conversations that you're having with your kids, and see if you can tie that to a story in the Bible and try to be that chief storyteller. So for action steps, Blake challenged us to not start reading the Bible on your own if you're not doing it today. He encourages us to read it with somebody else. So I would say, again, use your table, invite people in the chat to text a challenge to each other to read and maybe share what you got out of it. I'm actually a part of a text thread. One of the guys, he actually takes a verse that he really connects with and he writes that verse and maybe a little bit of word of encouragement, and then he just sends it out to us. I would encourage you to do that with guys at your table or guys outside of your table, guys that you know that you're doing life with, guys within your brotherhood. And then secondly, check out the Bible Project stories. I think that's a really great way to really visualize and really connect with the Bible. Blake mentioned that was really his entryway into becoming a Bible nerd. I'm not saying that you guys have to be a Bible nerd, but it is an invitation to dive into that a little bit deeper, to see within the Bible the stories and how they come to life. But from my side of it, I would try to reverse engineer it. So I would challenge you to find the stories in the Bible and then read those and then watch the Bible Project stories and combine the two together and see what they got out of it, maybe what was inferred, how you read it, and look at the differences and see how you can merge the two together. So those are your action steps. Brothers, remember, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the King. We'll catch you on the next podcast.